Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
For 234 years, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette has been publishing. They're still doing it. They're hanging in there, but there are great issues. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the president of the Newspaper Guild of Pittsburgh, Michael Fuoco, who's been doing this job for 10 years, but 36 involved in the newspaper business. Michael, good morning, and welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
You just shared a little nugget that I think people will appreciate. The paper's been around so long, you reported on the Constitution.
That's correct, Larry. Every day, we've been at it, and we hope to continue for another 234-plus years.
Well, the challenges have been great for printed newspapers, as you're acutely aware. And I guess the 3 days of the printed version of the paper going digital last year in the future is going to go digital, but somebody is actually putting these stories together, journalists. So give people an idea of who's involved in putting together a daily newspaper, even if it's online.
Well, you know, regardless of whether it's online or in print, there needs to be content. And the 123 members of the Newspaper Guild of Pittsburgh, reporters, photographers, copy editors, paginators, artists, are the people who do that 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And for us, it's not a job, it's a calling. We love what we do. We love serving the people of Pittsburgh, and we want to continue doing that.
What's the status right now with a strike?
Well, we took a secret ballot vote. Nearly every person in the Newspaper Guild voted, which was wonderful. And we voted 88-31 to authorize a strike. What that means is that while a strike is a possibility, it's not inevitable. We want to negotiate a settlement. But if the company refuses to come back to the negotiating table, we'll have no recourse but to walk out.
Well, I'm sure you've heard, Michael, if you're the publishers, and for those that don't know, who are the owners and publishers of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette?
The Post-Gazette has been owned since 1927 by the Block family. They also own a newspaper in Toledo, but they make their money these days. With the money they made from owning those two newspapers, they were able to buy cable companies, TV stations, radio stations, a construction company. So it's a multimedia company, and it's headquartered in Toledo.
So what are your major issues that you feel have not been addressed?
Well, the problem and the reason that we took a strike vote was after 3.5 years of negotiations, the company, 3.5 years of bad faith bargaining on their part, they illegally declared an impasse in negotiations, which is a term of art in labor relations, and imposed new working conditions on us that stripped us of basic tenets of our contract, such as being able to grieve disputes, have seniority for layoffs. They imposed a new health care plan, much more expensive on us, on and on and on. And that unilateral imposition we have taken to the National Labor Relations Board, but it also spurred a call for a strike vote, and that's what just recently occurred.
So you have the strike vote, and what's the next move? So you're waiting to hear from the company as to whether they'll come back and discuss, and if not, then what?
Well, we have to receive authorization from the News Guild, which is our parent union, and then from our overarching union, the Communication Workers of America. They need to authorize it, and we believe they will. And we then will decide when and if to walk out. Our fervent goal is not to walk out. It's to continue producing award-winning journalism for the people of Pittsburgh, as we've been doing. I think, as you know, we won a Pulitzer Prize last year. We had finalists in Pulitzer this year. We were named the 2020 Newspaper of the Year in Pennsylvania. So our members have been able to compartmentalize what we do, despite how we've been treated. And we'll continue to do that. All we ask is the company come back to the negotiating table and let's get down and work and come up with a equitable and fair contract for both sides. And then there won't be a strike.
When's the last time you had a raise?
Let me think. It's been a while. 14 years.
Is that everybody or just you?
No, everybody. Everybody.
Well, some would say, yeah, but the newspaper business has been going downhill. Like now it's going downhill like it's an Olympic sport. How do you remain viable in this day and age?
Well, you know, the company, as I said, they make a tremendous profit every year, $100 million-plus profit on their other businesses. And that's with losses at the Post-Gazette and the Toledo Blade. You know, we want them to make money, obviously. But, you know, as far as the owners are concerned, their lives haven't changed. They're continuing. They're multimillionaires. And because of these other businesses, which were built from the profits, former profits of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You know, we're having a downtime right now. All we ask is that we continue to be paid as professionals. We didn't get into this business to get rich. For us, it's not a job. It's a calling. But we didn't get into it to be poor either. And we're working in 2020 on 2006 wages. And all we ask is some fair treatment.
Well, we appreciate your willingness to tell your story. President of the Newspaper Guild of Pittsburgh, Michael Fuoco. And let us know what happens next and what you hear from the company.
Will do, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.